What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Guy, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us in the 12 o'clock hour every Monday, and we talk about a whole host of things, both here locally, statewide, as well as national and international. Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, and welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Guy, the G7's meeting in Alberta, Canada, and it looks as though the Trump administration is set to sit down with a whole host of people, and you will recall that they pledged to have a number of deals on tariffs worked out by July 9th. And it's also been reported that a number of non-G7 members have been invited by President Trump to attend, to include Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, as well as India, Australia, South Africa, Brazil, South Korea, and Ukraine. It looks as though they hope to accomplish big things while at the G7 summit. Your thoughts?
They really do, and it's interesting that this is in Canada, and you know we've had our disputes with Canada mostly because we've sort of been poking them a bit, and I'm hoping that this is a great chance to reconcile with Canada, put aside the 51st state for a moment. The good thing is, as you look around the globe, there's a time of increasing tension. You know, Russia's not backing off of Ukraine. We have the horrible situation in the Middle East. And I think that the G7 leaders are seriously going to get together and say, look, we have a lot of very serious problems. Tariffs are not the biggest thing in the world. And let's reach a deal that makes sense. And I believe that there's going to be a lot of momentum in that direction. You've seen the president and his advisors say what we want to do is get to a fair trade where we have open access to markets, and I'm very optimistic that that actually may occur this time because, you know, the challenge of all the different things that are going on in the world will focus the world leaders on things that make economic sense going forward.
Yeah, it's I think it's going to be interesting. On a number of fronts, even though because of the friction with Canada, I find it a little strange that these non-G7 members have been invited. It's almost as if there's maybe a desire to put them all in. Do you think they get all in the same room together at some point?
I think there is, but there's also a global thing where you step back and say, you know, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea are trying to create an axis of power that's really antithetical democracy. And when you look around and you get the G7 plus the invited guest, our friends are better than their friends. So I think there's a recognition that we have a lot of shared values. You know, we believe in democratic elections. And, you know, wonderful thing is you get to pick your leaders in all the countries that we've invited to the G7. So you leave out Russia, which doesn't deserve to be included. China's a mess right now. So I think there is a feeling that this is a time for us to come together and see what we can do to make the global economy work well for everybody.
I know we're going to be talking about inflation here shortly, but I'm kind of curious, state of the tariffs at the present time, what impact on our local economy, on our national economy, I mean?
Well, the tariffs go back and forth. There is an economic theory, and it goes back to the 40s and 50s, that a low tariff rate between 10 and 20% executed by a big economy like the U.S., most of the cost would be borne by the exporters. So if we settle in the range of 10%, you know, no more than 20, it may not be horrible for the U.S. economy. One of the challenges that we've dealt with in this tariff discussion is people have looked at, well, the tariffs are just going to increase cost, and automatically every bit of the tariff will be passed on to consumers. Well, it's not the case. Some is absorbed by the exporters, some is absorbed by the companies, and then the consumer doesn't sit still. Consumers have choices, and people have forgotten the substitution effect. If it turns out that French wine is very expensive, then people start looking and saying, okay, well, let's look at American vintages, let's look at things from other regions. And the substitution effect is keeping inflation down, and it's having a real effect on the tariff inflation that everybody expected. So I think this, combined with the idea of the tariffs, it looks now we're more a gambit. You know, we'll propose a maximalist tariff and then negotiate down from open markets where we have lower tariffs and we have open access to those markets. If that's where we end up, that actually wouldn't be a bad solution for everybody.
And the methodology that's been deployed by Trump has come under significant criticism. Is there a good way to try and drive and re-engineer the structure of these deals? I mean, it almost seems to me that you almost have to approach this in an unconventional way, because people just aren't willing, unless there's certain friction points, leverage points that folks have, they're not really too willing to listen, right? I mean, we've not seen these types of significant changes in quite a long time.
No, you're right. And I think every country has its own internal dynamic of things that they can and can't do. One that we face in the U.S. is, because we have elections every 2 and 4 years, you know, President Trump is term limited. So his feeling is whatever he needs to do, wants to do, has to be done fairly quickly. Midterm elections are around the corner. So he's under a time clock that other countries are not. Normally, trade deals take years to work out. Well, if it's a 2 or 3 year deal, from the president's perspective, he's out of office. And, you know, whatever happens is going to be after his term. So he's pushing hard to do it quickly. He's also, I think, this time listening to the Silicon Valley folks who have a theory of disruption. You know, break it, and then we'll fix it later. Whatever it is, just disrupt the system, and then we'll rebuild it. It's chaotic. It's challenging for our international partners, because they operate on a longer time frame. And the European Union is a perfect example, because they have to build consensus. Major deals have to be approved by all of the EU countries. So it literally can take years to make deals. A perfect example is the European Union is still negotiating with England over Brexit. And one of the sticking points is fishing rights. And fishing is a relatively small part of the economy of both the EU and England, but it's a sticking point for negotiations. So his plan is to disrupt and then get to a negotiated solution. If you're a diplomat, it's a little hard and it's a little disruptive. I can't say what's right or wrong, but you just have to recognize the dynamic is driven by the term limits that we have in the U.S. and the fact that trade deals are normally years in the making. And he's trying to push a process that is normally very slow and make it a very fast process. And that's a challenge. It's like trying to turn around a super tanker.
I'm getting some texts, Guy. People are saying that that's, you know, no way does an exporter absorb tariffs. We've been in the 10 to 20% tariff range for quite a long period of time, all through the first Trump years, Trump administration, through the Biden administration as well. A lot of the Trump tariffs were kept in place during the Biden administration. And we know with the recent data that exporters were, in fact, absorbing the tariff rate, right?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that, people tend to overlook is it depends. And I know economists love to say it depends, but it does. If you have no alternative supply, and we'll use a silly example. If you want a McLaren supercar, McLaren has said, this is the price we want in euros. We could care less what the tariff rate is, what the terms are. We still want this net price. So if you want a McLaren, you have to pay that price. On the other hand, a commodity that has substitutes where other countries can produce it, where you don't really need to buy it. It, you know, the product may be something that you can buy from Asia, can buy from Central America. Then the shipper does have to absorb it. And the simple example of that is fast fashion. The companies Temu and Shein sold extremely cheap fast fashion to American consumers. And, you know, particularly younger adults love that because you could have a whole wardrobe for a small price. They had big profit margins, you know, 30, 35%. They can afford to absorb a 10% tariff, and in some cases did, in order to keep their volume up. So depending on the product, the exporter may absorb it. If it's a product with that you really want with no substitutes, then the exporter is not going to absorb it. The other thing is, on the consuming side, do you have an option? If you don't have to buy it and the price goes up a lot, you may choose to substitute something else. And that's what we're seeing right now, is a lot of consumers are saying, I don't want to buy that, but I'll buy something different.
Yeah, it's and I'm glad you made that distinction. It just simply all depends. And you need to stay in the game. You need to stay competitive. And sometimes you do these things contrary to sound business interests in order to do so. Right.
Well, and a simple example is Costco has their famous hot dog and a drink special. They're not making money selling hot dogs at Costco, but they don't care. They're making money selling everything else. So when you go in and you get the hot dog and a drink special, then you buy the other things that Costco does make money on. And look, the importers are constantly looking for other sources. That's the beauty of the free market. You know, if one company and one country becomes expensive, you start shopping for alternatives. And so that's going to ameliorate a lot of the tariffs. But you can't say simplistically that the exporter will absorb it all, because in some cases they will and some they won't. And you can't say it'll all pass on automatically as a price increase, because that's not true either. It's a much more complex equation than that.
No doubt. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We will be right back talking about inflation, the Federal Reserve, gas prices. What about oil availability with what's gone on in Iran and natural gas? We'll talk about all of that when we return. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, before we get to the Fed and inflation, the one big beautiful bill, the CBO came out the other day and said that the bill would add about $2.4 trillion to the budget deficit over the next decade, which is 10 years. Obviously, that's an increase in the budget deficit at a rate a lot smaller than what we're racking up at the present time. But what is that actually doing to the strength of the dollar and where we find ourselves today, especially with all this rhetoric and what we're doing with tariffs?
Well, the CBO estimate is a little bit confusing because it presumes that the tax rates that were enacted will not be renewed. So to the extent that you're renewing existing tax rates, it's something that the consumers have baked in that businesses are planning on. So it's a little bit challenging to say, oh, wait, this is increasing the deficit. It's only increasing the deficit if those previous tax cuts are not renewed. The bill is something that needs to get passed one way or another just for planning purposes. It's impossible for businesses and individuals to know what to do next until they know what their tax rates are. So, certainly if I were writing the bill, there are things I would change. But whatever is in the bill, it would be very important for the economy for it to pass in July. And it's going to be difficult to deal with future deficit challenges until you have this set up and you know what the permanent tax rates are. So I would encourage the Senate, finish their work, listen to good experts. Everybody has a different opinion on what should be in or out of the bill, but certainty is much better than the uncertainty we have right now. And with all the global instability, just pass the bill one way or another, make the adjustments that you feel are appropriate. And then we know what the baseline is so we can plan going forward.
So, the impact, let's talk about the dollar. The dollar's lost value since the beginning of the year. I was actually over in Europe for a couple of weeks. The exchange rate was horrible, to say the least. Where do we find ourselves with the strength of the U.S. dollar?
Yeah, and we've gone through this before. There have been times when the dollar was relatively weak, and what happens is it is a little bit self-correcting. When the dollar is weak, we as American consumers tend to buy less in terms of imported goods because it's just too expensive. And when it gets seriously weak, people tend to take fewer foreign trips and do more domestic trips. So it is unfortunate that the dollar's weak, although exporters might say, well, we're sort of okay with that, importers not so much. But for travelers, it's a tough time to travel. I mean, it was great about a year ago when the dollar was so much stronger. So we're going to have to wait and see. One of the things that makes the dollar stronger is when we have relatively higher rates than other countries. If we have relatively higher interest rates and low inflation, then the dollar becomes a real place that you can invest your money and have a store of value. So I think when we settle, once we settle down to a level of inflation that looks realistic and predictable, and we get a budget that has some predictability going forward, we'll probably see some appreciation in the dollar.
But that's not been the case, right? I mean, our competitors, they have been lowering interest rates. And
yeah,
The Fed has been holding pat. Mm-hmm. I think the delta I read somewhere is a little bit north of 2% right now. Is that right?
Yeah, and the nervousness has been, what's going to happen with U.S. inflation? If you're a foreign investor, if you see higher rates in the U.S. and low inflation, then you can do an arbitrage trade where you borrow in your local currency at a low rate, buy U.S. treasuries at a higher yield, and make a profit. And that there was a famous Japanese carry trade where you'd buy cheap money in Japan, invest in the treasuries, and automatically make a profit. So the concern was, is U.S. inflation under control? If it seems to be under control, then it brings back the carry trade and it brings back the ability to invest in U.S. with confidence and makes us the reserve currency of the world, which is very, very important.
Yeah. So let's pivot to inflation. Where do we find ourselves and what's the outlook? Is it under control?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you wonder when you read the commentators is if they're pulling for bad news. Mm-hmm. Inflation was lower than expected. You know, many of the financial columnists, the tariffs are going to push inflation way up. It's going to be horrible. It was lower. The headline print was only a tenth of a basis, 10 basis points for the month. Year over year, 2.4%. Core 2.8, which is the same for the last 3 months. So inflation seems to be stable, seems to be declining predictably toward the Fed's 2% target. Now, we still don't know. One of the things that helped inflation last month is lower energy prices. And the instability between Israel and Iran could push energy prices up. But for the U.S., it is not as bad as other countries because we're essentially energy independent. We do import some oil, but we export a lot more. And we have the ability to produce all that we need right here. So we're not expecting a tremendous surge in energy prices. Toward the end of the week when the conflict broke out, Brent crude went up about $10 a barrel, but then it came back down over the weekend. And so it's trading in the 70s, which is still lower than it was a few years ago. So right now, energy was a deflationary force last month. It probably won't be deflationary going forward, but unless something gets much worse, it doesn't look like the energy price is going to explode up. And the U.S. does have the ability to produce more. One of the things that's going on in Iran is that there is a big export terminal, and Israel has not attacked that. If Israel wanted to, they could destroy Iran's ability to export oil. And for their own purposes, they've chosen not to do so. Now, does that change going forward? Who knows? But right now, Iran still has the ability to export oil. So they have not closed the Strait of Hormuz. Their big export island is still intact. And I have no idea how this conflict ends. I hope that it'll end fairly quickly.
Well, if you don't control the sky, you don't control your destiny as it relates to any of that. And that I'm sure is going to be a huge leverage point and consideration as to why Iran may be sending overtures that they want to get back to the negotiating table, right?
Yeah, they are. And it was interesting. BBC World News had a comment over the weekend. They said, Israel has achieved something that Russia could not achieve, which is domination in the sky. So Russia still doesn't dominate the sky in Ukraine, and the Ukrainians have been able to push the Russian Air Force further and further back from the front lines. What happens when you dominate the sky is you no longer have to use your stealth planes and your super war planes. You can use your older inventory and fly closer to your targets, and it becomes much more of an operational task that can be planned if the opposition can't shoot down your warplanes. And it looks like Israel's getting to that point in Iran. They've been able to degrade the air defenses and able to pretty much attack where they want. So it may be one of the reasons that Iran would like to get back to the negotiating table. And, you know, if a real solution could be negotiated with an end to their nuclear threat, I think that'd be wonderful for the whole world and for the Middle East.
So the $52 million question is, how is the Federal Reserve consuming this information, and what's their outlook?
Yeah, but what the Fed is looking at is stay where you are. I mean, they're not seeing anything that makes them need to cut right now. Inflation seems to be coming down. Their models still show that if the tariffs continue, it might push up consumer prices. They haven't yet, but the Fed's models say they might in the future. Unemployment is still relatively low, and the Fed has a dual mandate. They want to keep unemployment low. They want to keep inflation low. Well, it looks like inflation is tracking where it needs to. Unemployment is pretty stable where it is. The only challenge is new graduates are having a little bit harder time getting jobs this year than last. So the Fed looks at this and says, well, if the Middle East blows up and oil prices go up a lot, then inflation could come back, and that would be a reason not to cut rates right now. If that Middle East conflict is resolved, it may be that we're in a position that in September we could start with rate cuts. So that, I think that's where they are right now. Chairman Powell's going to be talking later this week, and I think he's going to give pretty much a wait-and-see approach and say, no, we're just a lot of data in pushing in different directions until we know what's happening in the Middle East, until we know more about inflation. We're just going to sit on the sidelines and do nothing.
What is your anticipation when we talk about the Middle East? Because that's kind of, you know, the chessboard strategy right now is the uncertainty of when they reveal themselves, right, in this conflict. Obviously, they can't wait too much longer because there very well may be a sunset on this conflict real soon. Your thoughts about where do they reveal themselves on what's going on here?
Are you talking about the Middle East or the Fed?
No, I'm talking about the Middle East now. Sorry, didn't mean. I'm pivoting to China. You just mentioned China and Russia. You know that. There's some market-altering things that could potentially happen, and we discussed and glossed over that a little bit just here in the beginning of the conversation. That could be a big deal for both China and Russia from different perspectives, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, Russia started with, you know, China, Iran, and North Korea as their buddies in this conflict. Well, if Iran is taken off the chess table because of their involvement, then that weakens their ability to continue to fight in Ukraine, which would actually be a wonderful thing. So I think that if Iran can come back to the table and we can negotiate a deal where they don't get a nuclear weapon, that would be wonderful news. You know, there's a lot of evidence that the younger Iranians would really like to rejoin the rest of the world and get away from the extreme policies that their leaders have pursued. And it's always different when the U.S. tries to impose regime change, and I'm glad we're not trying to do it now. But if it were to occur naturally and Iran were to rejoin the rest of the world, that'd be a very good thing for everybody. Then, you know, they could get rid of their sanctions. They could do more oil exports. Prices would go down and we'd have stability. One of the things that's happened to Iran is they had a lot of proxies like Hezbollah that got, sort of blown out. And those proxies are not jumping into this fight. You know, their feeling was, well, you know, we were attacked earlier. Iran didn't help us, so we're not going to help this time. So Iran is sort of on their own at this moment. Russia can't really help them because they're fully extended. And the hope is that perhaps this can come to a quick conclusion. But in the meantime, it does, the escalation thing is scary to the whole world. It's like if the Strait of Hormuz is blocked, if we end up with the other Arab countries getting involved against the Persian country, that could be really very destabilizing.
You know, here we are again where we're on the cusp of destroying the Iranian economy. And I can't help but think back 30, 40 years when that was with some of our leaders, right in the immediate aftermath, actually, of the overthrow of the Shah. That was the discussion, is that our only saving grace may be to destroy the Iranian economy, right?
Yeah,
they can't fund the proxies. They can't play all the silly ass games they've been playing for the last three decades.
Well, and Iran, unfortunately, they've been very explicit in what they want: death to Israel, death to the United States. And so, to the extent that you can get their leaders off of that plan, that would be a wonderful thing. And not to forget, during the Iraq War, Iran was the one that funded all the IEDs that hurt American soldiers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've been opposed to us for quite a while. But I think, once again, there's a younger generation in Iran that would be more than happy to rejoin the global community if they had an opportunity to. Unfortunately, as much as our elections are divisive and we don't like the name-calling, you don't get to have that in Iran. You don't get a vote. You know, it's whatever the Ayatollah says. So I think the younger folks would love to have a vote and say, look, let's try something a little different, and maybe we can rejoin the rest of the world.
Yep. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, we'll talk about gas prices for certain and the latest Louisiana DMV scam. And a whole bunch of scams out there, as I talked about earlier, coming our way. And we'll visit with those topics when we return. So stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Folks, don't forget WWL is your home for LSU baseball in the College World Series. The Tigers' next opponent, UCLA, today at 6 p.m. Pre-game at 5:30. We'll bring you every hit, every catch, every home run of LSU baseball's 20th appearance at College World Series, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Lamarck Lincoln, E3 Industrial Staffing, Helm Paint and Decorating, St. Martin and Bork, and Rejuvenme on WWL and live, the free Odyssey app. And let's go Tigers. We're back with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, gas prices, a lot of blame going around. What's the state of the state?
Yeah, actually, this is one of those places where everybody in the U.S. should send a big thank you note to the oil and gas industry and the fracking people in Texas. We're energy independent. So as these crises occur around the world, We have the ability to produce enough natural gas, enough crude oil to supply our own needs and also to supply our allies in Europe. So with the exception of California, gasoline prices are expected to be stable, maybe a slight increase if they're a challenge. And natural gas prices are also expected to be stable because we have a good natural gas supply. Once again, with the exception of New York, not California in this case, Pennsylvania has opened up to natural gas fracking, so they have a great supply of natural gas. New York has a tremendous need for natural gas, but they still have not come around to producing, even though they have the ability to do so. But for the United States economy as a whole, we're actually in very good shape and expected to be able to support Europe. One of the things that the EU is doing is they're planning to be completely off of Russian natural gas by 2027. That's good for Louisiana because we have the export terminals to support them, and we'll be able to send natural gas to Europe so that they don't need to fund the Russian war machine.
Yeah, it's the reporting on these gas prices is all over the map right now. Going back to a comment that you made earlier, it's almost as if some of these folks are looking for the most negative thing to report on and not just waiting, reflecting, and letting the market reveal itself.
Yeah, and you do wonder if people are sort of pulling for high inflation, high gas prices. Like, no, it's not occurring. Go to the gas station and fill up. Life is good. Now, once again, there are some exceptions, but they're exceptions that were created for reasons. You know, California chose not to have any pipelines in. So California cannot bring in the oil that is produced in Texas. They're having to rely on imported oil. They used to produce more than enough oil, and they could again if they wanted to, but they've chosen not to produce in California, not to import from the U.S., but to import from Guyana, Brazil, and Iraq, which is an interesting foreign policy move, but it's why California gas prices are in the 550s per gallon compared to the rest of the country. But once again, that's a political decision that they made, and it could be reversed if they chose to. And, you know, that's, once again, they're good things. You have elections. It may be that the next governor may say, you know, we'd sort of like to have lower gasoline prices.
Yeah. Self-inflicted injury again. Guy, let's talk about this most recent DMV scam. I mean, these scams are like stacking up on one another right now. I've talked to more people that have asked me about different things, and I just keep scratching my head. It just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, the latest one, and I mean, the scammers are clever, they're creative, and they use a lot of skills to make them look good. This is a version of the DMV scam, but it starts this way. You get a notice that looks like L.A. Wallet, and it says, Mr. Norman, is an L.A. Wallet customer, we just want to let you know that you have a traffic ticket that you have not paid, or a speeding camera ticket, or a stoplight camera, and your license is going to be suspended if you do not pay within the next 48 hours. Click this link to pay. Well, Louisiana Wallet does not, will not, never does send text messages. Louisiana Wallet does not have a click to pay link. They do not monitor your traffic tickets. But people all over Louisiana are getting this message, and unfortunately, they're clicking the link and paying for traffic tickets that they don't have. They're afraid, oh, it's a red light camera that I wasn't aware of. I don't want my license to be suspended. And we've had friends, we've had customers, I've talked to people over the weekend that have gotten this message, and it's like this is the flavor of the day. But LA Wallet is not sending out any text messages, and they do not have a click-to-pay link.
Yeah. It's amazing, and a lot of federal government stuff, we're getting ready to seize your assets, your bank accounts, your house, your home, your this, your that. That's not how any of that is conducted either. Typically, it's going to be certified mail, right?
Yeah, and very, very important. I'm glad you brought that up. The IRS uses the United States postal system. Federal government owns the postal system. They're a big user of it. And the IRS only sends your delinquent notices by U.S. mail. So unless you get it in the mail, unless it's a certified letter when it's a real problem, it's not from the IRS. And the IRS never, ever includes a click-to-pay link. That's not something they do. So if you get, you know, the one that people fell for a few months ago was your Social Security number is going to be suspended. The U.S. Yeah. doesn't suspend Social Security numbers. But a lot of our elderly citizens got that, and they were very nervous. Oh, I'm going to lose my Social Security payments. Do not click the link. Just know. And I think that's a time to just stop. Go to your local bank, ask a banker, ask a trusted advisor, say, I got this odd link. What is it? Because we all have access to the FinCEN database, and we can show them, look, this is a scam. Don't do it. Don't fall for it. But the scammers make money every year, and they come up with new versions. And as I say, the flavor of the month right now is the Louisiana Wallet. You have a ticket, and you're going to lose your driver's license if you don't click the link.
Yeah. Don't fall for it. Just take a deep breath and move on. Wait for the second.
Exactly.
Wait for a mail notice, because it's not going to come via text or email for certain. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Have a great week.
Oh, thank you. It's great to talk to you.
We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Scoot's headed your way, and he joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Yeah, no, we've got just a lot to talk about. You know, they caught the guy who was apparently the main suspect in the political assassination that took place over the weekend, which was shocking. Iran and Israel still go at it. What did you think of the military parade? And Trump is asking ICE to target blue cities that are run by Democrat mayors, and we'll talk about that. And is it true that Democrat cities run by Democrat mayors, do they have a bigger crime problem than cities run by Republicans? We'll talk a little bit about that, too.
Scoot's headed your way, folks. What a great lineup. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget, our live coverage of the LSU-UCLA game starts at 5:30 p.m. on WWL and 105.3. And we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to listen. And go Tigers!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.